Please leave your message after the tone.
Hello, handsome. I hope the reason you haven't answered your phone is because you're busy getting ready for dinner date tonight. I'd hate to think that you were being a naughty boy and ignoring me intentionally. Actually, a voicemail works perfectly for what I have to say. Don't worry, I'm not canceling on you. I just wanted to let you know a few little things that is going to make our date a little more fun. Now, you'd best listen carefully as I expect your full attention. Good boy. First of all, I want you to wear your suit, the charcoal fitted woolen one that highlights those broad shoulders and makes you look just delicious. Oh, and black tie, please, darling. And not one of your comedic novelty ones, or I will be very cross with you. As for shoes, I want you to wear the black leather ones because I want you looking sharp. I want all the other women in the restaurant to be fucking you with their eyes, envious of me and my toy. As for me, you ask? I'll be wearing my tight little black number. The one I know renders you insane with lust every time you see it on me. And I want you to know I won't be wearing any panties with it. Oh, I bet that got your attention, didn't it? Yes, you heard me. No panties. Let's hope I don't have to bend down at all, because you know how short this dress is. But rest assured, I will be bringing my panties with me in my handbag. I have an idea for them that I think you will enjoy later. Now, once we're seated, I want you to look at me across the table of that fancy upmarket restaurant. And all through dinner, I want you thinking about how tantalizingly exposed my delectable wet cunt is. Just a thin slither of fabric protecting my modesty. I want your mouth watering at the thought of the scent, the taste, the warmth, and the sweetness of me that you can savor much, much later. You will need to think very carefully about what you order from the menu, my darling, because whatever you choose, I want you to use it to show me just what that talented tongue and magnificent mouth would rather be doing to me under the table. Maybe if you're a really good boy, I'll order something that will allow me to show you just what reward you could earn for pleasing me. A reminder of how talented my mouth is. And if you really, really impress me, I might just even slip off a heel and run my bare foot up the inside of your leg. teasingly brushing my toes against your cock, which had better be as fucking hard as a rock for me, or you'll be severely punished. You see, I want us teasing each other over dinner, suggestively and salaciously sucking and swirling, licking and nibbling every morsel that passes our lips. I want you to use every inappropriate but intelligent innuendo you can think of to let me know just how much you want me, how much you want to please me, to use me, to fuck me. Well, I want you to choose dessert for us both. Something decadent with lots of cream, and I want you to lick that cream like you're going to lick me, and watch me do the same for you. I want you to make me so fucking wet, so fucking desperate for your tongue buried inside me, that once we are done, I'm gonna insist we duck behind the alley down the block and tell you to get on your knees to see to my needs right there and then. Once you satisfied me, and I know you'll perform admirably, like the good boy you are, I'm gonna put my panties on, and you're going to order a cab for us. Oh, one of those black London-style cabs, so we can sit opposite each other. Why? Because during that cab ride, you'll be facing the front, and I'll be facing the back. And I'm gonna play with myself through my panties all the way home while you watch, knowing you can't touch yourself, just in case the driver sees. Oh, how shameful would that be, getting caught with hands inside your pants. Oh, no, no, no. We can't have that now, can we? I'm going to tease and torture you for the duration of the journey as we head back to my place. Now, baby, once we get there, I want you fully stripped and restrained on my bed. We'll use that tie as a blindfold. And I'm going to take off my soaking wet panties and stuff them in your mouth. Oh yes. Consider it your little treat for being such a good boy all night. And then I'm going to have my treat and enjoy all the pleasures that wonderful cock of yours is so adept at giving me. But I'll keep the details of that as a surprise. Anyway, don't forget charcoal suit, black tie, and shoes. Look sharp, be a good boy, and I will blow your mind. See you at 8.